and welcome to From Soup to Nuts on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. This radio show spotlights the nation's top chefs, restaurateurs, and hoteliers. We ask them, how hard is it to run a restaurant? What keeps a chef coming back to the kitchen day after day? How hard is it to manage a hotel? And would you do it if you could? What would these folks do if they could do anything else? Would it be to stay in the hotel and restaurant business? To keep the show really tasty, in each episode, we ask the interviewer to turn the tables on the interviewee and interview their favorite chef, restaurateur, or hotelier for the next episode. Hello and welcome from Soup to Nuts on the Incandescent Radio Network. We are here with the owners of Brussels. It's a fantastic restaurant in the heart of Richmond, Virginia. Stephanie Dunnies, I'm going to say your names wrong because these are European names and I'm a crazy American, and Chef Xavier Mears. They opened this restaurant in when?
May last year.
Just last May, and already they've been named the best burger in Richmond, and for sure, I've been at the bar watching these people eat burgers. The truffle burger is consumed in like 30 seconds, the crab burger and the original burger. So we are going to find out all about this fantastic restaurant and these two Europeans who came to Richmond, Virginia to open it. So Stephanie, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
What brought you guys to Richmond, Virginia?
Oh, it's a family business. My brother and my sister-in-law lived in Richmond for 20 years, and my sister-in-law is the pastry chef. So she was looking for a chef because it was her dream to open a restaurant. And I met Xavier, and we were one night, they came visit the parents, and they met all together. And one night we decide, okay, let's go in Richmond and opening a Belgian restaurant. And we start. It took 2 years to organize everything. And we arrived 7 years ago, and this is it.
Wow. So let's go back a little bit more. So you guys are both from Brussels?
Yes, around Brussels. I'm from Nivelles, but nobody knows Nivelles.
Me, I'm from Brussels.
And you're from Brussels. Yes. And how did you meet?
We work in the same building. He was my caterer, and I was event coordinator, so I was organizing event, and I need a caterer, and I was working with him, and that's how we met.
Was it love at first sight?
Yes, I can say that. Say something.
Yes.
How long have you been married?
7 years now, I think, no. 2008.
Yeah. Did you come to Richmond married, or you got married?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you've been married longer than... Okay,
yeah.
So here you are, and this isn't your first restaurant in Richmond.
No, we have another one in Midlothian. It was a Belgian fine dining restaurant, but we want something more casual, more Brussels type, you know, casual bistro.
More bistro.
Bistro.
Yeah.
And this place is great. So, Chef, tell us a little bit about the food, because that is what people obviously, they come from to see you, but they come to eat, and the food is fantastic.
Thank you. I mean, you know, I always work in the restaurant business. My grandfather is a chef and owned a restaurant in Brussels. Like, I grew up on that. I just want now, you know, to bring my passion to Richmond on a real Belgian cuisine, because we always talk about French cuisine, Spanish gastronomy, Italian gastronomy, but the people don't talk too much about Belgium. We talk a lot about beer, Belgian beer, and I'm glad because I love that. But not too much Belgian food, and I just want to prove to the people we have a really good food too.
Yes.
But again, we are a smaller country, very casual country. That's what we want more. In Midlothian, we have like a fine dining restaurant, you know. We want something a little more authentic and funny, you know. And but my food still the same quality. And every day I have some new idea, and I create all the time with cooking with Belgian beer. And I love to mix what I can find here too in Richmond, because it's so nice, great produce around Richmond. All the farm. When I pick up my veg, I go. I love the mussels come from Maine, you know. I visited that last year. It's gorgeous, all the produce that you have. I use your produce, with my cuisine, recipe. My touch.
So let's see, some of the stuff on the menu and the appetizers, you have escargot and croquette.
Very traditional.
And croquette de fromage, what is that?
Cheese croquette, it's very specialty from Belgium. Mm-hmm. It's an appetizer, of course, rich appetizer. It's we call that fondue parmesan. So parmesan fondue, parmesan croquette. It's pretty rich, and that is one of the best recipes of my grandfather.
For your grandfather.
I love to do that because that's an heritage.
Yeah.
I love to do that on the menu, and I do that here in Richmond for 7 years, and it works really good. I'm never going to remove that in the menu.
And Stephanie was telling us today that you were out looking for carpaccio because you have a special anniversary party tonight.
And it's for that I'm late. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I have to go pick up a best filet I can find, and I have a little nice address right here. It's a local beef. Like, I'm going to use that.
Yes, and you can tell from, you know, when you eat at your restaurant how fresh and local, mm-hmm. you know, that it's lovely that it's local, but it's really fresh and it's really authentic and very tasty.
That's what is good. We have a small kitchen. We don't have a spot for a freezer. We do everything fresh. Much better.
Yeah.
We have a small one just for the ice cream. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. So what's your, Stephanie, what's your favorite dish on the menu?
I love the rack of lamb because he's doing a rosemary reduction with that. Oh, it's divine. I love a lot of things. It's very hard for me because, you know, the mussels.
It's
really a Belgian specialty. You know, the pot that we serve the mussels, we bring it with us in the luggage.
On a suitcase.
Yeah, that's true. This weekend he has a special. It's the pork tenderloin, and he's doing a sabayon with a Belgian beer, apple lambic. The marriage of the two severs. Oh, it's divine. And I'm sorry, I'm very objective. I think you cook very well.
Yeah. Well, and you know that restaurant is almost always packed, except maybe, you know, a couple of hours in between. Mm-hmm. But when I'm there, it's just full and. I like to come in between so that I can talk to you, but
yeah, I know.
And
sometimes
you have a great happy hour,
yes,
which is
do.
Really fun.
And we have excellent Belgian beer list.
Yes.
It's my passion, so I'm focused on the beer.
We have only Belgian beer. Everybody have a lot of. I think you have a lot of tap house now in Richmond. It's really nice. You have a lot of microbrewery.
Yeah.
You have a lot of great thing, but we are very from Brussels. Don't we really want to use what we have,
right?
You know, it's a different beer. You know, is a
there's a lot of history.
Yeah,
with this beer, every single beer has a story, a funny story. You know, we do beer for centuries, so we have it's in our blood. That's what I say.
A little too much.
Yeah, maybe a little too much, but yeah. So I'm focused on the beer, it's focused on the food. And
the beer sometimes.
And sometimes it's using beer in the certain recipe. And it's perfect. I mean, it's perfect association.
You can cook with beer and not specially have a heavy dish or a heavy stew like the pork that I do now. Mm. I cook like it with beer, but it's an emulsion of beer. Like, the sauce is very light. It's like a mousse. It's really not heavy. Is that, I'm not sure. It's not like German, we cook a lot of stew, you know, it's very rich. You can do something really fine with a good beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And for be honest, I discover every day.
Yeah.
Because I try to create, because that is my passion. And I think the chef, if the chef listen, the radio, he's going to understand what I mean. We work all the time, and we always want to go more and more and try and try and try. And that is just gorgeous.
Yes.
That is exciting.
So are you trained professionally or self-trained or just because you grew up in families that cooked?
Yeah, and I'm going to the culinary school.
You didn't?
Yeah, when I'm kids, I'm graduate for a culinary school in Belgium. But for be honest, now then I own the restaurant, I can do everything I want. And be in another country, give me some other ID, you know, and I want to mix that. I don't know where that come from, but it coming. I'm lucky.
it's in your blood, like you said.
I think so. But we can see that. We can tell that a little. I like to eat and I like good food, yeah.
And you're possibly beer. The happiest man I've ever met in my life.
Oh,
it is an
thank
honor
you.
To be in your presence, both of you. Just
thank
fantastic.
You.
So your restaurant is really, really lovely. And what I also love about it is that there's really something for everybody. So I'll come in and get a salad with protein on top. I'll bring other people with me and they'll get an entree. I'll bring my daughter and she'll get a sandwich, which, and everything is just huge and fantastic and perfect. And
thank you.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Yes. And so you're doing a couple of other things in addition to this big bike race, which you guys will be part of, this whole West Main Village, which we're reporting about in the September issue of the Incandescent magazine. You offer special dinners, Stephanie was talking about.
Oh, yeah, it's doing the private party, the chef.
Oh, yeah.
Kitchen.
Yeah, that's what I love to do. I do that in Belgium, too. Sometimes when for your birthday, you don't want to cook, or just when you have some friend at home, I'm come cooking in your kitchen, but with everybody. It's not like, it's not really a lesson, you know, it's not, it's more casual than that. I saw the people, we check what they love. We create a menu together, and I'm coming your home and I'm cooking in front of you and you can ask me everything you want. We all eat together. I'd like to do some small plates, some buffet, some you pick up, and we always find a good way, you know, for have a good time.
So you're and teaching.
I teaching, yeah, but it's not a class.
No.
Because I don't have any patience for that. You know? It's more to share. That's the right word, I think. Share what I do so that people can try to do at home. And he do it. I know he do it. I have some and what is funny, the customers now is friend. Because it's a couple of time I'm going in their home, you know, and is that is all about cuisine, you know, share and have some yeah, just share, you know, bring you some friend and it's casual.
Just
exactly what we love.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
Because that's the goal.
Mm-mm.
Good food with good friends, good wine, good beer, it's just good time. Just enjoy. I mean, that's life.
And sometimes the people don't want to cook, you know.
No, just
if you want to just enjoy your friend and don't do anything, and I come with everything and I leave with everything.
Clean.
Your kitchen is going to be more clean maybe than before.
That's
who knows?
Fantastic.
Yeah. And it's pretty nice. I love to do that.
That's
great. Change.
And that's how you feel when you come to your restaurant. You really feel like you're amongst friends and it's just about all the good stuff in life. Is a gift that you're giving back to the city of Richmond.
Thank you.
You have a gorgeous city.
Yes, this is a great place. Well, here's to Richmond and here's to Brussels. It's spelled B-U-R-X apostrophe L Cafe, and it's 1731 West Main Street, which is the corner of Main and Allen. And you can come and meet the chef and Stephanie and have a fantastic meal and beer and wine and the time of your life. So we invite everyone to come to Brussels.
Please, come.
Come, please.
We're waiting for you.
You are listening to From Soup to Nuts on the Incandescent Radio Network. Thank you for your time. We'll talk to you soon. That's it for today's episode of From Soup to Nuts on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. Who will be the next chef, restaurateur, and hotelier that we interview? Tune in next week for a new episode on www.incandescentradio.com. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.